Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Need a ruling from you this morning. How do we feel about bagpipes?
I like bagpipes. My husband plays bagpipes.
Does he really?
Yes.
You're not pulling my leg. Are you? Like, so does he have a set of bagpipes?
Okay, this is going to be bad because I don't know.
No, that's right, you know.
I don't know the correct terminology.
To the extent that two Americans can discuss bagpipes on the radio.
So you know a bagpipe, you've got the recorder-looking thing.
Yeah.
Again, apologies.
I would call it a flutish device.
Well,
that's not that's
a little fancier.
Offensive, yeah, right. But I know.
So he's got that. Mm-hmm. He's missing the rest.
Oh, okay,
like the bag.
So you got the pipes.
And then the subsequent.
Oh, the little things that look like
the rest of the recorder.
like a peacock's plume. I don't know what, yeah, the horn.
So it still makes like a pleasing sound. You can play it.
Dude, see, is this not a pleasing sound to people?
I don't want to offend my husband's cultural heritage.
So for some might have
I like bagpipes. And I mean, if you think about our first responders.
Oh Lord,
you know,
yes.
They frequently utilize the bagpipe.
Absolutely they do. I mean, so I remember we were doing a St. Patrick's Day thing like on the river in San Antonio, and some dude was out there doing some, and it was just one of those, I was like, oh,
He's the official bagpiper of the event.
Oh, like was he official? Okay,
he didn't just pop up.
Sorry,
like,
dude. My bad. But yeah, it was great. Apparently, this is a problem in the city of Houston, and that is why I wanted to bring this up. Because a 76-year-old woman assaulted a man's wife because she was furious that he was using a public park to play the dang bagpipes. She also threatened to call her husband, who is a federal
judge.
This
was here?
This was here. This was in... Yes, I'm just going to double check. West Houston. This is a West Houston problem.
Stop
Eunice,
it.
76-year-old, and I wish I could pronounce her last name. It's probably best that I don't. She was at Terry Hershey Park Trail in Memorial before assaulting his wife because she was playing the pipes. Or he was playing the pipes. Here, listen.
She said, I had no right to play here in this public park. And she said, I'm going to call my husband. He's a federal judge. And he's going to make you stop. She basically swiped at my wife's face.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's the problem. Now, the judge actually did show up, but no one accused him of doing anything wrong. I think he showed up and was like, what the? Oh.
Probably showed up to apologize.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I want to relax. That is an overreaction, dude.
Like, what is it going to take to make this go away?
Do you think we could just, you know, like we could figure out something?
Just kidding. But also,
I've got an official event that needs a bagpiper. Could you maybe I just think compromises.
Do we know the bagpiper's name?
Scott Gibb.
He seems pretty good.
He
sounds Scottish.
Scott Gibb sounds authentic,
right? Like
she said, I had no right to play here in this public park, and she said, I'm going to call my husband. He's a
that's a man that I'm going to call if I need a bagpiper. Quite frankly, I think we should keep that in mind. Good morning, it's Frito and Katie.
You know, it's interesting. I was actually looking it up, and there do appear to be several parks where you cannot play musical instruments in the city of Houston. Now, not the one that you specifically mentioned, but there's also something about amplified sound. So he would have had to have a permit if he was using some sort of sound system or amplifier.
Wow.
And city of Houston regulations say it's unlawful to create loud, unnecessary, or unusual sound or noise that disturbs, injures, or endangers the comfort, health, peace, or safety of other users.
You're saying she might have had a point here. Based on this is it, that is
I mean you,
it's a
you can't assault someone.
No, that's not a so, that's not like
not entirely. But didn't know that.
Wild.
Very interesting. Busk responsibly. Now coming up, forget yoga or CrossFit. I got a new workout trend for you.
Yeah,
that's suspiciously familiar.
Really?
I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending? I'm Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie
on 100.3 The Bull.
Adult tummy time.
What? Wait, is this
your tummy time? Like, well, you won't remember it as a baby, but you know people talk about it. It's actually very important. Where we used to work.
Yeah.
We worked in a building where on our floor, there was also a doctor's office that made helmets for kids.
Yes.
And the reason those are necessary is because not everyone knows that babies need tummy time and they cannot lie flat all the time.
You got to mix it up.
It causes their skull.
Because they're mushy.
Yes, yes. And so they have to get this helmet to kind of round the skull back out, right? So that's that's tummy time.
Why
tummy time means something when you're a kid.
It's a real thing.
When you're an adult, I mean, much like a child, you won't be able to get out of that pose, but I'm going to tell you more about this. It's the latest TikTok trend.
Okay.
And people are saying that it has got a ton of health benefits.
All right.
But before we get to that, let's talk Lainey Wilson's wedding. There will be no country music.
Really?
She got engaged to Duck back in February.
Yeah.
We all remember that. And ever since, she's been getting nonstop questions about it.
Okay.
I mean, she's basically the new queen of country music, so that makes sense.
Yes.
But the world found this news sort of shocking. Instead of country, they will opt for jazz.
Okay, so
they are hiring a jazz band or two for the big day.
I like that. That's
classy.
Good ambiance music. You're right. Very classy. And keep in mind, country music is her job. You know, you don't necessarily, maybe some people do.
But also to just say, nah, seems like
it should be
jazz
kind
is
of
for.
Right.
Maybe she just means the wedding and not like the reception because you got to play.
But she's from Louisiana, so jazz makes sense. You know, like it. If there is a DJ or a dance at the wedding, there will be some form. There will, because there's a bunch of country people there. They're gonna
play the Copperhead Road.
Someone's gonna do Copperhead Road. Yes, exactly.
If nothing else,
someone's gonna do the Copperhead Road. Tell me it's not.
So far, no word on when Lainey's wedding would be, but she does have a big gap in her schedule in late July, early August. So a lot of people are speculating. Why not tie the knot right then?
Yeah.
Let's talk some snack news. A new Goldfish cracker combo apparently tastes like a chicken sandwich. So Goldfish, they've got limited edition flavors.
Right.
This month it's called Awesome Sauce, which is supposed to be like a burger sauce or dressing.
Right.
It's sweet, smoky, and tangy, and impossible to resist.
Okay.
So they're going to hit stores sometime this month, along with Spicy Dill Pickle.
Hey!
Those are returning for a limited time.
I like this.
But a marketing director was like, yo, if you eat the Spicy Dill Pickle with the Awesome Sauce Goldfish, it tastes exactly like you're eating a chicken sandwich.
It's a hack.
Although it's be very strange to eat a goldfish sandwich.
You could just get a chicken sandwich is my thing.
Or have you ever had a chicken and a biscuit? Because I feel like I should take a few moments.
Oh, Lord.
To talk about the wonderful cracker that is chicken and a biscuit. That many have never heard of.
Yeah, I can't say I can. If I had one, I cannot say I can remember that time. I don't know that I'm familiar with it.
A chicken and a biscuit is a cracker that tastes like chicken. And
what?
It's amazing. The Dipsy family loves us some chicken and a biscuit, and we have them at all snack-related holidays, which is all major holidays.
Has this been around for a while?
Yes. Again, all Dipsy holidays.
I've never heard it. What?
It's a blue box.
Right.
Chicken and a biscuit.
No, this is it's like...
Go buy some today. Totally free plug chicken for chicken and a biscuit.
All right.
It will change your life.
Okay.
Or your money.
or she'll buy them from you.
The show's already free, so back to adult tummy time.
Yes.
This is planking.
That's what it sounded like to me, and I wasn't sure. Is that all this is?
This is planking.
Okay. Is this an example?
This is a guy talking.
This is a really powerful position to spend time in, and here's why. You'll probably often see a lot of babies spend time like this, just looking up around at their world, reaching towards objects, and interacting
with
things in front of
them.
Although seemingly very simple, what this is really doing is you're developing these core postural muscles.
Yeah,
I guess the first few tummy times are not fun times.
Because they think something's wrong. They're like, why am I like a turtle on its back,
you know,
only
why?
In reverse.
Because it's not very comfortable.
No, no one likes to sit like that. No one likes to.
Tell me more, flat-chested man.
Okay, fair. Fair.
Muscles that stabilize the head, neck, pelvis, spine, and shoulder. The cool thing about this is you don't have to find extra time in your day to do this. Do this right now as you're watching this video and continue to keep scrolling, or do this while watching your favorite show for the first 5 minutes. And over time, build up into 10, 15, 20, 25 minute increments.
I mean, sure.
If you haven't developed your neck muscles by the time you're, what would you say that guy is?
I'd say
27, 28?
Yeah, mid 20s.
Ship has sailed, buddy.
That's a problem, but.
That's why you do it as a baby. So you don't have to do it later. Because it is not comfortable and it is awful.
Incredible. Absolutely. You know, hey, look, it's an option. It is an option that is there.
No.
Good luck.
Just bring back planking.
Yeah.
Because remember, that viral trend, no one was actually planking.
No.
You were just lying flat, accepting your lot in life.
Yeah, just plank, like actually plank in, you know,
planking,
in content.
Planking is an exercise.
Yeah, exactly.
Planking, the trend.
Was absolutely not exercise.
Defeat. We should all go back to that. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie is important because every day we give you the chance to win $100. Got to get 10 questions right. But if you're listening before 6:30, it's only 9.
I know.
Only 9 because you get a free answer.
Just a little assist.
And today's even better because yesterday we didn't even use the freebie.
We didn't get to the question that the freebie was associated with.
So that means you get 2 answers.
So you're down to getting 8.
8 in 60 seconds. Okay. Pretty good. So yesterday's clue, yesterday's freebie. The number that appears the most. The number that appears the most. And today's tempo.
All right. Now, remember, we don't give you the questions.
Nope.
But you do have that information.
Log it away.
Hopefully, we'll be calling you. Now, if you haven't signed up, we're absolutely not calling you. So do it. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Play every day before 8:30.
If you smell
what Sean
is cooking.
I'm sorry to bring you in today and make you talk the game with the Strohs, because I know this is just going to inflame the haters. Or I'm not sure how many of them there are, but you
at
do.
Least Robert, one.
Every time anything bad happens with the Astros, Sean is personally blamed for his attitude.
Well, really, it's not. I am blamed for my attitude, but it's not accurate. It's not my attitude. I'm just reporting the truth.
Yeah, this is what happened. These are the results of the athletic contest that occurred.
I can't control the information. All I do is disseminate it. Don't shoot the messenger. And there's just, it's Richard, that one Richard follower.
I just called him Robert. Oh, no.
No, that's my fault. No, that's my fault. Because at first when he was coming at me, I forgot his name and I thought it was Robert. But now that he's come at me several different times, now every time I tweet positively about the Astros, he's like, bring that kind of energy on the Bull tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So watch your timelines because it's about to happen.
We're going to need to call him up.
I think so.
Just have him waiting in the wings.
Have him hang out here.
That's our fourth seat.
I told him, I said, I think you and I could actually be friends if you give me a chance.
I think so.
You
know? I think this would be compelling.
Sean's a pretty cool
guy. This is great radio.
Thanks, Katie.
Can confirm.
Appreciate that. So they lost last night 3-0. Yeah, that part shouldn't take long, talking about the game. They didn't do anything.
It was one of those games
that they just couldn't score any runs. They gave up a few runs early in the game. And I was able to accomplish a lot of stuff while having the game on in the background last night.
Yeah.
It was that kind of game.
Nice.
Now, here's the thing. They're still in first place.
Yeah.
As much as I come in here and say these things about they can't hit and they're not very good offensively and this and that, they are in first place right now in the AL West by half a game over Seattle.
Yeah,
so that is
just
positive.
This is not bad.
Yeah.
This is not bad.
It's not. They're lucky they're in a division that's not great. The other divisions have teams that are good. But all you got to do is win your division, and you're in the postseason.
Exactly.
You're in the dance.
And then who knows what could happen.
That's right.
Speaking of playoff success, what is this Dusty Baker, shoot promo thing that we have
that
going on here?
That would be awesome if it were an actual shoot promo where he's just pointing at the camera. But it's a book.
Ignore that, Katie. Wrestling nerd stuff.
Yeah, wrestling. Okay. Yeah, Katie has a look on her face like, what's a shoot promo? Am I about to get shot? No, Dusty Baker, manager of the Astros in their last World Series win in 2022, the book is not about him. It's about managers in baseball and the importance of managers in baseball. But there's a chapter on Dusty Baker in the book where reportedly he talks about how he went rogue on a bunch of things that the front office wanted him to do back in the playoffs in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it'd be like if your parents came in and said, look, you need to do this, that, you know, we need you to work out. We need you to eat better. You know, we want you to live a healthier lifestyle. And then you just went on a drinking binge.
You said no.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
Or more specifically, if your employer came in and said,
I need you to do this.
And then you said,
not today.
Right. It'd be like if Parker Hillis, my boss, came in and said, you need to talk more sports. and then we just did 12 segments on barbecue or something like that. But here's the thing for Dusty. It worked.
Yes, it did.
He won a ship that way. Yeah, so here's the thing. There were several players the front office picked up during the season at the trade deadline. Trey Mancini at first base. Christian Vasquez was a catcher on the team. And the front office wanted him to use those guys more.
Yeah.
He hardly used them at all in the playoffs. And it ended up working out because the guys that he did use came through big time. But it resonates with Astro. If you're an Astro fan and you're listening right now, it resonates because there was a feistiness to Dusty Baker. There was a
Dusty.
There was a rogue element to Dusty. He's like, I'm Dusty. I'm 73 years old, and you're not going to tell me what to do.
Yes.
And by the way, get off of my lawn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that book is out now, and as an Astros fan, in retrospect, I really enjoyed that parade when they won the championship. So I'm glad Dusty kind of stood on the table and did the things that he did. But
I am fascinated.
Usually those things end very well. I mean, when people go rogue,
trust
like
their gut. Yeah. That's what he did.
That's usually why you hire those people.
Yeah.
It's to shake things up.
Wild cards, change is hard.
Ask us how we know. But it can lead to some spectacular
it
results.
It can.
I gotta check this out. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, no, see, I'm gonna check out the book for sure. And if you want to go read the chapter, practically all the excerpts that matter are out on the internet now.
Yeah.
So in this day where the Astros have disappointed us greatly with a 3-0 loss to the Pirates.
Sorry, Richard.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Know that there's a chapter out there sitting in a book where you can relive the magic of 2022.
If you smell Sean.
I love it.
Is
all right. Sean Pendergast
from
Sports Radio 610. Now stick around because I think we had talked about this too. Sean is a bit of a celebrity. I feel like Sean is a player. Like, Sean knows everybody.
I do.
I was texting with him back and forth about a very large sports story. And it turns out, oh boy, has a personal connection to it. And I wasn't even surprised. Yeah. I was like, well, of course, Sean. We'll get to that coming up later in the show. Frito and Katie, under point three, the bull. Good morning, early risers. It's your lucky day.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
That's right. Another opportunity for the 6 a.m. crowd.
It is a good thing it is Thursday. That's all I can say.
We are scraping the bottom of the barrel or the bottom
bean
of the
barrels.
Can of beans. Yeah, whichever you prefer.
Actually, when you do empty a can of beans, you do always have like those last few stragglers.
There's always a hanger on.
You got like a spoon or
like
it kind of violent.
It doesn't matter what kind of beans either, ranch style baked. They're always kind of like, it's like I just need the last couple of guys. 713-881-5500. What are you playing for? Tickets to Jason Aldean at the Woodlands.
Yeah, August 15th. It's going to be a great show. He's playing with Nate Smith and others, and we would love to send you. Now, how do you win? We just have some bean-related phrases. Some blanks are involved. You'll fill those in based on the clue we provide. And if you get two of them, you win.
That's simple. So start dialing 713-881-5500, and we will talk to you coming up next.
Who wants to see Jason Aldean? Everyone?
Yeah, everyone does. But are you able to do what is required?
I think so.
And that is beat beans for Aldean's this morning. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Shara.
Shara, let's play some beans for Aldean.
Don't let that throw you. Remember, just a fill in the blank type of game.
Yes.
They just all have to do with beans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm going to give you a clue with each one. So you will just fill in those missing words. And if you get two, you get the Jason Aldean tickets. So first up.
Okay.
How about blank, blank, beans. So two blanks. Those are seed pods inhabited by a moth larva.
What?
That makes them move around in a certain way. Blank, blank, beans. Seed pods inhabited by a moth larva.
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Cocoon. Moth cocoon beans.
That's a great guess. And again, apologies. We are really getting down to the bottom of these bean phrases.
What's interesting is I learned something about those.
Yeah.
But when you finally hear the answer, you will be surprised.
Really? Okay. All right. Now remember, you have to get two out of three.
Yeah.
So you're still in the game.
How about this? I ate his liver with some blank beans and a blank blank.
Why are
from
you
Silence
this?
Of the Lambs.
Fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Got it.
Right? Yay!
The very best scene of the very best. We won. Maybe not the best. Close. Okay, anyway, for
and
the win.
For the win, blank beans. Overrated Easter candy. Blank beans.
Oh. Jelly beans.
Yeah. Do you agree with that
assessment? Oh, my gosh.
Do you find jelly beans overrated like Katie does?
Jelly beans are gross.
Some of them. The like traditional ones. No, the Starburst ones are good. And I mean, what's a really good kind? The gourmet kind.
I guess some people do froofy jelly beans. Oh, that are kind of
like
fun
if you're
sometimes.
Talking about like Jelly Bellies, yeah. I don't even count those because yeah. those are like an all the time jelly bean.
Agreed.
Save the blank beans with the worms and the larvae and whatever for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because frankly, we need it.
I have to.
She needs nothing. She's going with Jason Aldean.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Daryl, how are we doing today, man? Welcome to the show.
Doing good. And hopefully, you know, I'll be even better after we can talk to Jolie.
Yeah, I know, that's the spirit, man. So you said in your email that you went back and forth about reaching out to everyone does.
Yeah, common theme.
Yeah, so what ultimately made you pull the trigger on this thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a bit of an internal battle there. I mean, I obviously want to know what happened with us. Like, did I do something or say something?
Right.
Is it something I can fix or
what?
Well, it could have been my mom. I was honestly kind of worried about my mom reaching out to her at some point, and that just it kind of freaked her the hell out.
Sorry, your mom?
Something that happens?
Yeah, man. She's kind of a lot. I mean, I love her to death, but I am an only child.
Mm.
And that woman does not understand boundaries.
Right.
Like, I don't parent like that at all. I'm quite the opposite when I do, but she's just holding out hope that I'll get back with my ex eventually. So there's that.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, if that's what happened, I imagine that'd do it, Daryl.
Man, why she hung up on your ex, though? Like, I guess the ex is the ex, right? There's reasons.
For a reason. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. She really knew how to shine it out for mom.
One
you
of
know?
Those. Right. Right.
She had this like whole other persona. And my mom just thought that she was the most amazing woman in the whole world.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can assure having dated the woman, she was anything but.
Oh.
And I tried. I did. We did counseling and all of that. But we ended up getting a divorce a few years ago. And I mean, I'm not dating, and she's still calling my ex once a week to check in.
Dude.
And I haven't been in a relationship since the marriage ended, and that was long enough to actually make an introduction or anything. But honestly, I don't know if I'd even want to. I mean, as soon as I say I met a woman, she finds her online and then points out all her objectionable traits, like whether they're visible or not.
Ew, like, well, she's making stuff up. Yeah, she sounds delightful.
All right. Well, do you know if she ever actually contacted any of the women you dated in the past, or is just complaining about them to you like enough to, you know, get you to kind of move along?
I mean, I can't say that with 100% certainty that she's never done it, but like no one ever brought it up to me if she did.
Mm.
I mean, it just seems like something you tell a guy, right? Like, I've never seen any DMs or anything along those lines, so I'm assuming that she hasn't.
Depends on what she said.
Yeah. I just try to keep it like in the back of my mind that if she wanted to, she could escalate things pretty quickly and like straight up blow my chances of some great girl. And if she goes there, what do I do then? Right? Like, what if I found out that she did go after someone? I'm not trying to get in a fight with her here.
Yeah.
But the whole situation's just got to be something weird like that, you know?
And you mean back to like Jolie ghosting you. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting pretty close when it happened, and that's weird. Like, we've been out on a bunch of dates. She had been over to my house a few times. Things were going really, really great. I introduced her to the kids. The last time we were together, we decided to just kick it at the house for a bit, grab some dinner late. And I don't know, just something about her behavior. It was just, I don't know, it was off.
Off? Jeez. Like, how exactly?
Well, she was just quiet, and she seemed kind of annoyed, to be honest, like sort of like stayed that way for an hour or so. And then she said she wasn't feeling well and we should cancel our reservation. And I thought, oh, okay, bummer, but whatever. And I wasn't trying to make a big deal out of it or nothing. But after she left, you know, I'm thinking I'll talk to her later. But no, I guess she'd rather talk to me never because we haven't not since that night. Oh, okay. I'm just really, I'm just confused more than anything.
Well, man, I think we're both really hoping this doesn't involve your mom.
I don't think we could get over that.
No.
I'd say tough obstacle.
Yeah, but let's not jump the gun. We're going to get Jolie on the phone. We'll figure out what we can find out. We'll talk to her coming up next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So if Daryl's mom reached out to Jolie, I don't know what is expected of us.
Yeah,
the next 5 minutes or so.
He can explain it, but that's rough, dude. I get he's in a tough spot. If he's right, he's in a tough spot.
He threw that out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
He said it hadn't happened before, but he wouldn't put it past his mom.
Okay. Great.
Let's talk to Jolie, shall we?
Let's go.
Hey, is this Jolie?
Hi, yeah, this is Jolie.
How you doing?
I'm good. What's this about?
Well, we got a email from Daryl. And look, obviously there's something that's happened here between the two of you. We have our suspicions. Maybe it's what we're thinking it is.
Is there another reason, a bigger reason, maybe?
Let's just say his family life is completely screwed up, okay? Yeah.
That's what we were kind of afraid of. So, like, let's just jump to it. What did his mom say to you exactly?
I've never met his mom. I don't know his mom.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was talking about him and his kid.
Did he not tell you he had one?
Yeah, was that a surprise kid or what?
No. I knew he had a kid.
Okay.
The surprise, though, was that despite his son is only 10 years old, and I should say he's a very small, young 10 years old.
Okay.
He's not the most mature child. Daryl thinks it's totally fine to lock him out of the house when he doesn't want him around, like our parents all did back in the 80s. But it's so reckless.
Hey, can I jump in and explain this just a little bit?
Oh my God, Daryl, you're on the line.
Yeah, Daryl's on the phone. All right, so which one of y'all wants to explain this? Like, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but
I got
questions.
A lot of questions. I got a lot of them
come to mind.
No, I wouldn't have phrased it like she did. It's not like really what you guys are thinking.
Okay,
like, it's not that kind of situation.
So you're saying you're not kicking him out in the yard where he has to stay outdoors for the entirety of the 100-plus degree day?
Yeah.
That's not what I witnessed at your house, because you could have fooled me, Daryl.
Well, I mean, I'm not locking anyone out. He's 10. But he needs to spend some time outside. He's always on video games and things. And yeah, when he goes out, he'll only stay out if he's physically can't get back in. It's what's always worked for us. And we do it on weekends, summer vacation, things like that. It's not like an everyday thing, not by any kind of stretch of the imagination.
Right.
There's some days where it's just mandatory, you know?
No, it's made up and it's messed up. That is bad parenting.
I don't see how. First of all, he gets to be outside and away from video games, and that's a huge plus. Sure. I mean, he'd sit there and play video games all day if I'd let him.
Yeah.
You can't just lock a kid outside today. I mean, literally lock the door. This is a child. It's not like a stray dog. Do you even watch the news? Do you see or read about missing kids? It's a bigger problem than it's ever been. The world is much more dangerous today. You aren't worried about his safety or his health? Just what kind of dad are you?
One who'd prefer that he didn't sit inside and rot his brain. How about that? Look, this is how I grew up, and I'll bet this is how you grew up too. And no, the world is not more dangerous. That's all made up. That's just a bunch of fake news. You just see it everywhere when it happens, so it feels more dangerous.
Right.
And what? You think he's just alone crying on the curb? He's got a bike. He's got a fridge of water in the garage. And better yet, he knows where the hose is. His best friend lives right down the street. They all go and play together. They go to the creek. They go to the park. He loves it. He's a kid.
Not bad.
But if you don't make them do it, he's not going to do it. If I just keep him inside, he's going to sit inside. He's going to watch TV or text or play with electronics. I'm just not trying to raise my kid like that. This dangerous That's in your head.
No, no, it's not. And I'll actually take it a step further. Not only is it dangerous beyond belief, because anything or anyone could get to your kid, but frankly, it's also abusive. Mm. And I hope you enjoy hauling that kid off to therapy, because he's going to need a lot of sessions. His dad, I mean, his dad doesn't want to be around him. Oh, yeah, that's going to play real well. Just do me a favor, Daryl. Forget my number. I cannot be with a man who treats his kid like that. It's not the 70s, okay? Don't call me again.
Jolie. Yeah. Oh, so that's it.
I don't think I need to say it, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm not abusing my son. Like, what an insane allegation.
No, no. We get it. She's gone.
It is a bold statement there. I you know, it's hard words.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I grew up this way, and I turned out okay. Like, my parents grew up this way. This is what kids have done, right? Like, before we got lazy and horrible and all this new technology, this is what we used to do. Like, how are we supposed to raise independent and resilient kids if we don't let them do things like this? Someone make sense of this for me.
No, like, I think you made some strong points.
Oh, says the guy that would buy those goggles and sit in a room alone.
Well, I think I'm the best example of you know, maybe you do. I don't know. Obviously, it didn't land for Jolie.
Right.
I'm sorry it didn't land for Jolie. But thank you so much for being on the show today, man. We appreciate the time. We really do.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Who's right? I mean, honestly, like, is Daryl wrong for leaving his kid outside all day? Can you not do that?
I mean, I'm sure you guys have opinions on this.
Or are we panicking over nothing?
We will talk to you guys coming up.
Who's the bad guy, if there is one?
Yeah.
It's between Daryl and Jolie. Daryl leaves his kid outside to play all day. Jolie says, that's dangerous, and she can't be with a reckless man like that.
Gabby, good morning. How does all this hit you?
So I like how when people who don't have kids give parenting advice, because I was like that before I had my daughter. I was, you know, I see the parents that would just kind of let their kids scream their head off, and it's like, really, what's going on there? And then I had a kid, and I'm like, oh, crap, I'm a hypocrite. Because, I mean, I would go to the store, she'd have a meltdown, and I'd let her scream her head off, too.
Yeah, things change. And things like, change.
I just let it, you know, and I understand. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the 80s. You know, I get it. My kid, I throw my kid outside too. The door is unlocked. She can come in and out when she pleases. I get where he's coming from. I don't like that she assumes that he's abusing his kid.
Yeah, abuse.
I mean, we are
she
living
was
in a
real
world.
Quick to throw that out.
Like, what happens if? What happens?
Yeah,
like,
she was real quick.
Let me ask you this: what happens if he does lock the door? Like, what's the worst? Like, let's say the kid just tries to sneak inside all the time, so he locks the door, and the kid goes out and plays. I mean, that to me doesn't sound like the worst thing ever.
No, it's not. And there are times where I put my kid outside and I, just by habit, lock the back door. But she's quick to bang on the window.
Yeah, exactly.
They can alert you to. They can alert you to hazards.
Yeah.
Like, they're not.
Yeah, are you locking them out and leaving town? Because that's a problem.
Exactly. That's my thing. Like, it's not like she's outside with just a bowl of water and some snacks on a table. No, she can come and go. She's 10 years old herself, so she's very capable. And she's very, you know, noticeable in something like this, if I tend to forget her. So.
Yeah. No, because, again, like, to me, I don't know. That doesn't sound fairly okay. But maybe there's
also
a downside.
You also don't see it like you used to see it. So
you don't.
Someone has to think Jolie's way. Because they're not all letting their kids outside and do this
no,
kind of
you're
stuff.
Right. There has to be another side to this. Like, I mean, and again, if you want to call in, like, for someone to know,
yeah,
that's a bad idea. Feel free. I'm trying to,
walking to school
get the
or,
rationale here.
You know, playing at the park on the weekends without adult supervision.
You really don't. Like, you don't see it anywhere. So some people have to be on this bandwagon. Yeah. And if that's the case, no, okay.
Yeah,
explain
make
it.
I get it. It's hot this summer. I understand that.
Oh,
now, I mean, I'm not going to leave her outside for hours on end.
Right.
But, again, I think she's just quick to assume the worst of everything. And are there dangers in the world? Of course there are. But I don't live my life in fear of all that stuff. Could it happen? Of course it could happen. It could happen to anybody. But I also am raising a human being to be a functional person in society.
Yeah, I could be able to exist.
She needs to know mom's not always going to be here. Dad's not always going to be here. I need to be able to do stuff on my own.
Right.
Well, hey,
you know?
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. Greta, good morning. You wanted to weigh in?
I think he is absolutely right.
Okay.
I agree with him.
Okay.
He just needs to be outside.
Yeah.
It ain't hurting him in this heat. And I'm not going to say it's fake news, but things have been happening since the dawn of time.
Right.
But if kids aren't ready to handle it, which I'm not saying expose your kids to danger, but don't lock them away in the house, that's abuse right there.
Well, hey, there's something to that.
I believe you. Yeah, you're handicapping your kid, because how are they going to do a regular job?
Right.
You know, if all they do is on the computer in the house, stuck up onto you. I agree with him. She the one is doing child abuse.
Well, I just think it's always going to depend on the kid, the neighborhood, all this other stuff.
Sure,
but
sure.
Like, there's so many really, like, really safe places where people can live and, like, have friends around and things like that. You have parks, everything. I mean, it just seems like you wouldn't worry so much about them kind of milling around and just doing normal kid stuff. And if your way of getting that done is saying, hey, kid, today is an outside day, period.
Right.
I don't want to see you inside until 5 o'clock. It doesn't even seem that weird to me.
No, and you're right about leading sheltered lives. Like, if your kids are too sheltered, they won't know how to respond if they are put in a situation that might be mildly dangerous, because they won't recognize
it. They
won't
have any idea. They're like, what is this?
They don't even know what, you know. I mean, I'm old school. I'm over 50. And I let my girls watch, you know, the Law and Order, and because I wanted to teach them, okay, it's not just dangerous men, it's also dangerous women.
Right.
But if you don't teach them, how are they going to know? And there's no way they're going to learn on Sega or Atari.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Daryl, who throws his 10-year-old outside, says, that's enough screen time. Go play with your friends. Go bike around the neighborhood. And you had Jolie saying, hey, that's dangerous, and I cannot be with a man who's so abusive to his kid.
A lot of people obviously disagree with that. A lot of people, though, I mean, look around you. They have to agree. There's no way outside of that. So what do you think? Bad idea? Who's wrong? Who's right? Belinda, you're up. What are your thoughts?
I think she's totally right. It's not a safe area that we live in nowadays.
Okay.
And, so I think she was right, because, I mean, anybody can get taken. I mean, if he wants to get his kid taken, then yeah. But if he wants to do something with his kid, like, hey, let's go out to a water park, let's do this, that sounds more appropriate than letting him, you know, stay outside.
So have you ever looked into the stats? I mean, I know that what Jolie said, there is something to that. Like, when something happens, it's so highly publicized. It just feels like it's happening all the time. Or when you get Amber Alerts, it just feels like you get them every single day.
Right.
But a lot of them are family members, right? Mm-hmm. And in a lot of these cases, the children are returned safely. Now, one missing kid is one missing kid too many.
Yeah,
and I don't want to suggest otherwise.
Totally.
But I'm just wondering how much of this is just like media hype.
Or is you're fearful because, like, of something that's very rare.
Yes.
Yeah, very
uncommon. Like, I wonder what those stats are. I cannot speak to them, but I'm just curious. Have you ever looked into them?
No, honestly, I haven't. I get him all the time. I have a 4-year-old, and I would never let him out by himself. So that's just who I am. But, I mean,
even when he gets a little bit older, that you're going to keep that stance, though. Like, it's 10, 11, same thing.
Yeah.
Like,
I could get being outside alone.
Yeah.
I think what softened the situation for me with Daryl's kid was, like, he was with a group of friends.
It's like a known neighborhood, yeah,
right.
That type of thing.
But, I mean, I guess anything can happen anytime.
But like we said, like, I mean, that is a perspective. I do believe a lot of people feel that way. I do believe a lot of people are in this position.
Well, they do, because you don't see kids running around.
You would see kids everywhere.
Yeah.
You'd see them all over the place if more people believed that you just let them go.
Yeah, I mean, and another thing is, like, he could have dropped him off at his friend's house knowing he's there.
Because
walking to his friend's house, hey, somebody, do you want to see my puppy or something? It's just
a little more, supervision than that.
Well, I guess when we were riding our bikes back in the day, like, we'd have to call from the friend's house.
Yeah,
so it's like you ride
in
your bike, and you'd have to call mom and say, hey, I made it safely.
Yeah, just
so
FYI.
Maybe they were always, you know, looking out in ways that we didn't really even realize.
Could be, yeah. We weren't as alone as we thought we were.
Yeah.
That's very possible. Yeah. Hey, have a great day. Drea, what's your stance on this?
Okay, so I do have 3 kids of my own.
Right.
And my oldest is 4, and I do make him go outside.
Oh, wow.
But I go outside with him.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously, 4. A 4-year-old is completely different. But
or is
I
it?
Do think that But, like, taking them to the park or taking them down to the creek, I think that as a parent, you should be able to make that, you know, and go with them. I don't know.
Now, when they get older, they get to be about 10 years old.
A 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, do you see a point in your life where you're just like, hey, yeah, you know, unattended, just go run
or
the neighborhood.
Or maybe he doesn't want me to go to the park with him.
That's
maybe
true.
It's not cool anymore.
I know that, like, with my son, I take away his electronics, and then he has to find something to do. So, like, I'll unplug the TV. I'll take his tablet. I will take whatever I need, and he'll go find something to do,
whether that's
outside or inside.
Yeah, yeah, just turn everything off, and then he has to create.
Or a box.
Yeah, exactly. That's not bad. That's a good way to do it. Hey, thank you so much. Yo, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, a Texas proud. Hey, again, a quick note. 10,000 for the troops, all you that are prepping your cards. You have drop-off opportunities this weekend, specifically for all y'all who live north. That would be Huntsville. That's right.
North.
Going to Huntsville's location of King Ranch Ag and Turf. You can find out all the info online, thebullhouston.com. And also big thanks to our friends at Mack Hike Chevy Cares for helping us pull this off this year. What's coming up in trending?
Thousands of AI users apparently believe ChatGPT is good.
Not shocked by that.
No. No. Sorry. God. They believe ChatGPT is God.
Are you sure about this?
We'll talk about it next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
In today's edition of You Can't Make This Up, according to a new report.
How many?
Thousands. A growing number of tech users are convinced that artificial intelligence is actually God. And they think they're accessing the secrets of the universe through ChatGPT.
On ChatGPT, the same one that we both have.
The free version? Does that affect the experience or not? That's fun. But not as fun as this.
Mm.
Luke Combs covering Teddy Swims.
What?
I mean, Teddy Swims, one of the best voices of any singer in the world right now.
Oh, that shows
but
potential.
But also Luke Combs.
Oh, Lord.
Don't you know I lose control?
Good Lord.
When you're not next to me, I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see?
Unbelievable.
Do Mariah.
I would pay money just for a Luke Combs covers concert.
Right.
You know, like a lot of money.
That would be incredible. Now, let's talk about this New York Times article.
Okay.
Not quite the revelation that ChatGPT is God, but what happens when you're about to go on a long road trip with kids? What do you ask them? Did you go to the bathroom?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you try? I don't have to. Did you try?
I was going
to
go with, did you bring your iPad? Because I'm going to need silence. Silence.
Fair.
But yes, that is a good question.
Apparently that's bad for you.
What do you mean it's bad for you?
So there was this whole write-up on how using the bathroom when you don't need to is actually not a good strategy. The term for it is proactive voiding.
Okay.
And if you do it too much, it can train your brain to always think that you have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. No one's doing it because they think it's the best decision. They're doing it because they don't want to get stuck somewhere where they don't have the opportunity to go to the bathroom when they really need to. It is a preventative measure.
Yeah.
Okay? It's preventative.
Like in the middle of gridlock traffic.
Yes!
In Louisiana.
Yes!
Heading to Disney World.
You better.
With your siblings and nothing but a McDonald's cup and a trash bag.
What happens then?
And a prayer, I suppose.
Based on that story, I already know the answer, but what happens then?
Well, I was holding the cup.
Oh, my God.
Therapy. I forget all my family lives here.
That's how it goes. That is why you tell your kids to do what you need to tell them to do, which is go
use a bathroom while it's readily available.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's at the house, at the last stop, whatever. You're going.
But they talked to a urologist at Penn who said, yeah, doing it every once in a while is okay, but if you do it a lot, your bladder starts telling your brain you have to pee when you don't.
Okay.
And they say the adult bladder can hold a lot. Up to 2 to 3 cups of urine. 2 for women, 3 for men.
Do you really want to test that?
No, I do not.
I certainly don't.
No.
Like, I mean,
you also shouldn't hold it for too long.
No, because then you get a whole other situation
very bad.
There.
It can cause infections and things. Just in case peas can bring it down further. So usually you feel the need to pee when it's less than half full of your bladder.
Right.
But if you're doing this all the time, the just in case peas, now you're just constantly making bathroom runs, they say. So,
hey, man, look, I don't know what to tell you. Like I said, this is something you do out of
necessity.
Out of an abundance of caution.
Yes, just in case. It's called a tactical wee.
A tactical
for those of us that have seen Bluey.
Yes.
And back to AI gods. People are using ChatGPT for many different things.
Way more things than we probably should
be. Yeah, especially because it comes out all the time that a lot of the information provided by these bots is inaccurate.
Yeah.
It's not true.
I mean, there's disclaimers on all of them that like, hey, look, it's...
Like, you have to verify. A lot of it's false. It's really, and people take it, pun intended, as gospel.
It's really supposed to... It's really a thought starter. It's not the final product.
Yeah, like, people are doing their work. They're writing emails. I mean, it's crazy. But people online also say they've seen people fall into the spell of AI, treating chatbots like champions, companions, lovers, and even magical spiritual forces. And even if they don't believe the messages they're getting back fully are from a religious entity, people think that they're able to talk to God and angels through ChatGPT.
Are you sure there's not drugs involved with these people? Like, are you sure this isn't like...
What was the question before? Where can I find drugs?
Whoa, man.
Thousands of people have spiritual delusions about AI with a big ramp up over the past few months.
That is awful. That we're not going to make it. Guys,
and you know what? We probably shouldn't. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Christopher.
I can already tell this is going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to this quiz.
Tempo.
Are you going over the freebies in your head? Okay, all right.
Here we go.
That's good. That means he's got an edge. That's why we do that whole segment early in the show.
Yep.
Obviously, you got to get 10 questions right in 60 seconds to get the money. You can pass on any of the questions. We'll come around to your passes if we have time at the end, but you cannot change your answer once you give them. And, Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready. In football, what do you call it when the quarterback changes the play at the line of scrimmage?
An audible.
What do you call a cloud that is low to the ground and restricts visibility?
Fog.
In a data set, so a set of numbers, what is the mode?
Pass.
A facility that manufactures coins for use as money is called a what?
A press.
What is the name of Lainey Wilson's character on Yellowstone?
Oh
my God.
Wow.
Pass.
Wow. Name the device that separates cotton fibers from the seeds that revolutionized cotton production.
Cotton gin.
LBS, the abbreviation for what unit of measure?
Pounds.
The timing or speed of music is known as what?
Tempo. Damn.
Julie Andrews made her feature film debut in what Disney movie?
I'm so sorry.
You're fine. Don't worry about it, man. You're good. You actually did quite well. That was a hell of a play.
Very well. Okay, let's start from the top.
Yes.
So we were rocking and rolling until mode. Mode.
Which is?
The number that occurs the most.
And I was looking at this thing that I wrote down. Okay.
It's mean, median, and mode, right? From back in the day. So mode is the number that occurs the most, that repeats. A facility that manufactures coins for use as money. Press was a good guess.
A very good guess.
A mint.
Yeah.
It's a mint.
I was going to say a mint press.
Yeah. I would have taken that.
We would have taken mint press, yeah.
Lainey Wilson's character on Yellowstone?
I don't know. I'm ashamed. I don't know.
Abby.
That's it. Yeah, just Abby. Keep my brain the way it is. Other people. Okay, got it.
And not O. Julie Andrews made her feature film debut in Mary Poppins,
which I will now use as the official substitute for that expletive. Oh, Mary Poppins.
A spoonful of sugar makes the go down.
Sugar honey iced tea is what I meant to say. I'm sorry. Sugar honey iced tea.
Christopher, this was an absolute pleasure. Please sign up again so we can have you back, okay?
Yes, sir. Will do. I appreciate you guys, man.
Bye, Christopher.
Catch you next time.
Later.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number if you ever want to call us or text us. Legit question. What is the worst road trip story that you have? The worst one. The one that still, you're like, that's
Why do we take road trips? I mean, seriously.
I've never been on one that didn't have
like the people that are all like, oh, it's about the journey, not the destination.
It is.
No, that's the sucky part.
It is not. That is not
true. The only thing that gets me through is knowing there's something better on the other side. Much like life. So this McDonald's story, y'all.
Yes, yes.
And please keep in mind, I do have three siblings from which to choose.
You're going to try to sow seeds of doubt as to which sibling this was?
Well, obviously, we know which sibling it was, and that sibling is texting me.
You know what? That is fair. I think that's good. So we're protecting the identity.
That sibling may or may not have heard that break.
We are protecting the identity of this particular Dempsey sibling.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes, we are. Right. So I think handy information to keep in mind. If you, too, find yourself one day in bumper-to-bumper traffic...
Which, of course, you
with
will.
...with a small child that really has to pee, what do you do? I'm here to tell you, you find the kid with the steady hand.
You find your go-to.
You get a black trash bag. And you hope for the best.
Look, but you're not alone. Again, I'm just going to say, everyone has nightmare. I can't emphasize this enough. It's a horrible thing to do, to pack the whole family in and then drive across country. Something is going to go wrong.
Yes.
Something is going to go wrong. 713-881-5500. So the question is, where do your stories stack up?
Maybe I'm just cursed.
I'm reminded
that my husband and I thought we were real smart when we drove to Florida with our young kids overnight thinking they'd sleep until we popped a tire at a time where no one's open.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
On the highway.
In a very bad part of town.
Yeah, this is what happens.
Yep.
It's completely predictable that would happen.
We drove 50 miles on the spare.
And this is a great time to talk about this because some of you guys are kicking this around in your head. Maybe this will be a great idea for a good old family road trip. We are here to tell you, you need to think this through. Call us, 713-881-5500. Tell us your story. We'll hear from you next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
This will be fun. This will be fun.
Well, it depends.
Or it's going to give you flashbacks.
Exactly.
One of the
two. Exactly.
We're talking about the worst road trips. Because, I there's no good road trip. I really firmly believe that in my heart. Every road trip involves a traumatizing moment. It's just the fact of life. So, with that said, what is yours? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Rachel,
talk to us about traumatizing road trips.
Yes, yes. What's the worst you got?
It wasn't exactly a road trip per se. It was back when Katrina was supposed to hit here in Houston.
Yes.
My family decided to
evacuate.
Pack up.
Yeah.
So when we were in the, I don't know what state we were in, but we were going towards California, and it was snowing over there, so the roads are iced over, and next thing you know, the car lost control and went in circles.
You got the full spin out on the highway.
Like a donut on the highway, but an accidental donut.
See, that's,
were y'all okay? What happened?
Yeah.
Luckily, thank God we were okay. It's just that we were all kind of freaked out because some of us were sleeping, some of us were awake, and so the kids were waking up. So
that's good. It's just these are the reasons why I absolutely despise the
idea. Yeah, did y'all hit any other cars? Like, oh my gosh.
Oh, no. Luckily, it was dark, so not a lot of people were driving at the time. Plus, the weather was bad, so
just
a lot of people
back on it.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, thank
you
so
have
much.
To keep driving at that point, too. So.
Unbelievable. Carrie, tell us about your traumatizing road trip.
Well, it wasn't necessarily
really a road trip, but a trip down to the rodeo.
Oh, great. Yes.
You know what? I'll allow it. Because, frankly, in the city of Houston, any trip can become a road trip if you leave at the wrong time. All right? Any trip counts.
I do live about an hour from NRG, so my cousin and my goddaughter come over, and we were going down to Houston to go see Cody Johnson. Woo. Our girls were so excited, and they're, at the time, probably about 10 and 12, and we were stuck in 610 traffic. And my goddaughter was like, Mommy, I have to pee really bad.
And there it is. And now all of a sudden you were in a situation. Let me ask you a question. Was there a McDonald's cup in the car?
No. Okay. We actually didn't even use anything in the car.
Wait, what?
She got out of the car?
Continue.
So we were in standstill traffic, right. And I got as close to the inside of the freeway.
Oh, no.
And my cousin and her got out. She pulled back pants as far as she could and lifted her up so she wouldn't pee all over herself.
Like Simba in the Lion King.
She peed all over the side of the freeway wall. We were dying laughing because we had both doors wide open to block her from anybody's sight.
Right, right. So you thought through.
Yeah, you honestly, it's a pretty good solution. It sounds like you checked all the boxes. You just made 610 an impromptu toilet and you did what needed to be done.
Oh, she's hardly the first.
Oh, yes. And then, being the good mom that I had plenty of napkins in the car, and she wiped and pulled her pants and got back in her car seat.
This is the spirit that guided our ancestors on the Oregon Trail, ladies and gentlemen, right here. This is it. This is the same blood courses through our veins.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much for sharing today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Freedom of Katie, the bull.
If you smell...
Sean
is cooked.
Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610 here to talk a little bit about
my people.
Your people, which we discussed yesterday. Yeah. Your people are
inebriated gamblers. Yeah.
Who have been in the news quite a lot.
They have. We tend to find our way. Now that gambling is legalized in so many states,
People
are learning more and more about my people, the inebriated gamblers. Yeah. Now, to be clear, there's different casts of inebriated gamblers. There's the ones like my segment, which we like to go to Lake Charles and we like to play some blackjack and we place the occasional wager on a sporting event.
Exactly.
That's what he's talking about.
Exactly.
The
casts.
Oh no, I don't mean it that way. It's more of a. You'll see. And then there's the inebriated gamblers that drop death threats on Lance McCullers.
Yes.
And there's another story in the news now too about inebriated. I don't know if this guy was inebriated, but I think you have to be inebriated to do what he was doing.
I think he's copped a good buzz once or twice.
That's a good way to put it. It's a good way to put it. So can I tell you, you actually brought this story to my attention, Frito. I had not seen it.
Really?
When you texted me this morning and you're like, what about this Gabby Thomas story?
God, y'all are such teases. What happened?
I hadn't seen it yet.
Gabby Thomas, the famous track athlete, yes. Olympic medalist, icon of the sport today. Yes. She lost a race. Because a dude was heckling her from the stands to throw her off her game so he could win his sports wager on FanDuel.
He had a parlay that he won $1,000 on, and this is the mistake that he made. Well, I guess I'll call it a mistake. The mistake that he made was being a loser.
Yes, exactly.
That's the mistake. You don't go there and heckle athletes to try to throw them off their game. I mean, I guess at sporting events you see fans booing and things like that. This guy was apparently like following her around the track, heckling her.
So he wasn't like yelling from the stands.
You know, like in Happy Gilmore, like, hey, you suck, that guy.
Yeah.
That's this
How
dude.
How did he even get
down around her.
Well, I don't know that he was down, like, on the field, but, like, wherever she was going, I think it sounded like he was, like, moving his way.
Gabby, you suck.
Yeah, like, following, kind of, like, maneuvering around the stands just to follow her.
Yeah.
And she took it all in stride. She's like, yeah, you know, like, you deal with hecklers. Like, she's dealt with hecklers before, but you don't deal with that. Like, somebody who is making it their life's mission to make sure that you get thrown off your game so that you can win a sports wager. And the upshot of this whole story is this guy did this because he had a parlay in which he needed Gabby Thomas to lose whatever event
he could win some small amount of money.
So he then bragged about it on social media after the race, saying, I threw off her game. He even has a moniker for himself. He calls himself like the track and field bully or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, this guy this is why I say that, like, my people are the inebriated gamblers, but we're not all the same. You know, I would never do it. Let me be clear.
What's your tie to that
guy? Personal connection. I have no tie to that guy.
He's my childhood best friend.
My tie is actually, yeah, exactly. It's my brother. My tie is actually to Gabby Thomas. She was a teammate of my daughter's in college. My daughter ran track with Gabby Thomas at Harvard.
That's absolutely wild.
Yeah, wild. Yeah, man. Yeah, the inner circle's tight, man. So I got to take up for Gabby Thomas. I don't want to see, you know, I would take up for any other athlete that's dealing with a loser like that guy.
Yeah.
But Gabby Thomas is like a personal thing, man. Yeah, I got to text my daughter this morning.
You got to hit her up,
Gabby
man.
Thomas absolutely. Story. Yeah,
how do you
man.
Go heckle that guy? Like, can you find out what he does in real life and go heckle him?
There's a Seinfeld episode about that.
Yeah, exactly. I'd go to your job and tell you suck. But this would be so fulfilling.
But this... Well, I'll use this segment as a platform for those of you out there who are one of my people. The gamblers, inebriated or otherwise,
yes.
Do not go and heckle track athletes at an event.
How about parlay? Let's not heckle anyone. In real life, online, maybe we should just stop that.
Now that you bring it up, now that you bring it up, just dialing back the heckling overall. That's really good advice.
Like your mama used to say, if you don't have anything nice to say... Shut the F up.
Yeah.
Is that what your mama used to say?
My mom did. My mom had a potty mouth, man. Yeah, she wouldn't say F either.
Washed your own mouth out.
If you smell...
Sean... I would just say that you probably shouldn't bet on track and field. Once you get down to that level,
that's a separate conversation.
All right, never mind.
That's an investment opportunity.
Okay, didn't mean to step on any toes.
That's easy. We'll ban the hecklers, but don't step on my toes, all right?
If
I see some inefficiencies in the track and field marketplace,
if you see
a little arbitrage, that ain't my fault, all right? That's the book's fault, all right?
Morning. Sports Radio 610. Thank you.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Question. When you're going to check the mail at your house, do you lock the door? There's a reason I'm asking.
At which house? The house I can't sell in San Antonio? Or my house here? Because two different answers.
Does it depend?
Yep.
It just kind of...
Here? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Just gotta give it a little...
San Antonio?
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, look. I'm sure neighborhood or just gut feeling or...
Do I live in a proper neighborhood? By that I mean, do I have a mailbox? Or do I have to walk around the corner?
So that's another thing, too, is a lot of people don't. A lot
I think
of people
the better question is,
hike to get
do
the
you
mail.
Walk to your mailbox or do you drive to your mailbox? Because your girl's driving.
You know, I'm not ashamed to admit, any time where I did not have, if I could not see the mailbox from my front door. Yeah, I'd get in the car and
safety, obviously.
You say safety, I say mine was mine's straight up lazy. It's August. I'm not going for a walk for any purpose. Like I'm not getting outside and going through. No, I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to crank up the AC. I'm going to drive. Does that make me lame? Maybe. But when I do I lock the door behind me? I don't know. As it turns out, 7% of people say they lock the door for any occasion where they are not in the house, including going to check their mail. The number's not very big, so I'm assuming it probably has to do with people who are like...
Because if you're just walking to the end of your driveway, I don't think you're locking your door. You might, but...
All right, so let's go through some more. Do you lock your door if you're running a quick errand?
Yes.
Why would you... Only 25% of people said they lock their door if they're going on what is defined as a quick errand. Which I don't know what that is. 20% say only 20% lock up when they leave to walk their dog. So they'd leave, walk around the neighborhood, and just doors wide open. Only 80% of people leave their door unlocked in that situation.
Was this a small sample size?
It's 2,000 Americans.
So yes.
Is that, that's probably
that's
a little bit small.
That's pretty small. I'm just thinking, don't we also as Americans love true crime?
It's one of our favorite things, Katie.
You think you would, I don't know, take that into consideration when you leave your home.
If I am leaving my home for more than, if
5 minutes.
If I lose sight of my door, that's really what, if I am going somewhere where I will not be able to see the door from where I am, that door is getting locked. Mm-hmm. Does that make me paranoid?
No.
I've never thought so, but apparently, we might be in the vast, vast minority of people. That is something.
I don't know how this started or why. People online are talking about the poor people habits they claim they will never stop doing no matter how rich they get.
What's a poor people?
I don't.
What is that?
I'm looking at this list and I'm thinking these are just habits of normal people,
okay.
Like the 99%.
Okay, right on.
Like using every single last drop of all products.
Oh, they think that has something to do with saving money or like that. That's a.
It's laziness. I don't want to go to the store.
I don't want to make a Target
run.
I'm
going to squeeze the life out of that toothpaste. It's like lotion. Damn right I'm going to cut that thing and get to the last little drop.
Absolutely,
shampoo,
yes.
Shampoo, conditioner, add water. Same with hand soap.
Could I go? Yeah.
Check.
I am choosing not to.
I could go another week. Using grocery bags as trash bags.
What else? Come on. This isn't a poor.
I mean,
this
not in all
person.
Trash cans. Obviously, the trash cans in which they will fit.
Those are, yes, the time.
Like your bathroom trash cans.
What are you supposed to do with them if that's
people
not
buy
what
actual
do?
Trash bags for those? Do those exist?
I've never. When was the last time you saw tiny trash bags?
I've never even looked because. Grocery bags.
Because I go to.
I have a lifetime supply of them.
I have a cabinet above
yes,
my fridge.
I have a designated cabinet as well.
But these things.
Yes. Yes. Don't most of us?
I thought.
Turning off lights when leaving a room. Guys.
Oh, come on.
Guys.
That's just trauma from your dad, you know. I mean, like, it's
who doesn't do that?
It's a reflexive action. What do you do? Just leave your light? I mean, seriously, do you? Are there people out there just like, oh, yeah, just let it ride.
Every light in the house is on?
Let it ride all day while I'm at work. That doesn't make any sense. These aren't poor people habits. Why are you calling these poor people habits?
That's what I'm saying.
Calm down,
Trace Adkins.
Find the person who does none of these, who also leaves his door unlocked and rob them today.
Oh, yeah, especially if all the lights are on. Then leave a thank you note.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow.